Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy. I think CJ's coming in as well today. And our soon-to-be diver, Captain Patrick from the World of Boating, is with us at least for a few minutes here to kick off today's show, because we're going to get back into dive instruction. I am putting back my instructor hat or cape. It's more of a cape, kind of superhero power that I have as a paddy dive instructor.
It's kind of like that French Legion part cape, part hat thing.
Yeah, exactly. I wear a cape and nothing else and teach people how to scuba dive. There's a giant S on the back. You could say it's for scuba or scuba radio or just super. I'm super.
He just stands there with that small bikini on, with the glass in his hand that says, whatever feels right.
Yes. So, what we're going to do...
That's him, in the commercials. Congratulations on that.
You know, we have Jimmy here, and CJ's coming in, too. I taught these guys how to dive a couple years ago. And we have Patrick, who is about to embark on the process of becoming an open water certified paddy diver, thanks to me. He started his book work, his online materials, and we're going to go through his first module, his knowledge review, that every open water diver, potential open water diver, has to go through in order to become a certified diver. Patrick?
I have a question.
Yes.
So I understand the coursework,
yeah,
the online stuff.
Right.
But why do I have to do the show in a wetsuit, flippers, and mask?
Well, it's slimming.
It is.
It's slimming. You look good.
It takes 10 pounds off the radio.
Jimmy, did they make you do this?
Patrick, you're about to embark on a journey into a world that you've never, ever expected.
By the way, we also have a safe word for today. Today's safe word is surface interval.
Okay, I'm not sure when that should be applied.
Yeah, I'm taking the mask off anyway.
But chances are...
Whenever I put on latex... It's always important to have a safe word.
Yeah. Well, but
well,
but chances are,
we have rules.
The window of opportunity has already passed. So,
and Patrick, if you go in your that. If you go in your suit, please make sure you're underwater at the time, not here in the studio.
Yeah.
Do you know what kind of looks I get on my Harley wearing this latex suit? I got news for you. There's a lot of honking going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, get used to it, my friend.
They think you're the Verizon girl.
Oh yeah.
Is that what it is? Maybe.
That's what it is.
Wow. Well, anyway, we're going to go through this, and obviously you could be following along at home and or on the road yourself listening in today and thinking, hey, this scuba diving thing that these guys do on Scuba Radio sounds like a lot of fun, and maybe I should give it a try. So we're going to give you a little insight on what it takes to become a diver, at least the first little part of it as far as the online training.
It would be interesting to see how much Jimmy remembers.
Well, that's why he's here.
Awesome.
And CJ is coming in as well. And, you know, Bill's listening. I didn't teach Bill how to dive.
Huh? What?
No, didn't teach him.
Really?
No, I'm not listening
but,
either.
But I figured, you know, this could be a good refresher for these folks as well. As anyone who is a diver hasn't been through this in a while or maybe a little rusty, maybe you pick up a few things that you forgot or it's like, oh, yeah, I remember how to do that now.
I do have one problem, though.
Well, yeah, what's that?
Well, actually, I have more than one. We all know that.
Okay.
I have my second test
right
here. Chapter 2.
Yeah, the paddy open water certification process, they break it up into 5 modules. So you have done knowledge review for chapter number 1 and chapter number 2.
Right.
Right?
But see, like question 16,
uh-huh,
where it says explain how to check for proper weighting.
Yeah.
It doesn't give me enough room on the program. Like, I wrote it all out.
Yeah.
But when I printed it out, it doesn't all print out.
Okay.
Because
well,
you're doing it in a box.
That's just a format.
So do I have to redo this again?
Absolutely.
Or will you accept this
I
as
will
it
not
is?
Accept that. You will have to write it out longhand.
Greg,
come on.
Greg, come on, Greg. Really?
And were 100
red pen
times.
Were all those red pen marks necessary? Come on.
Yeah. If you want a gold star.
He thought I spelled my name wrong.
Or if you want a gold wow. C star, you're going to have to suck it up and learn it.
Well, I'm more handing times this in right, anyway.
Okay. Well,
I'll put the addendum to it next week.
Well, you're getting ahead of yourself. You know, you're assuming that you got section one correct, and we have to go through
right,
this and make
go.
Sure that is correct.
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Well, if I have my paper
sure.
in front of me, because that's where all the answers are.
Well, before we get into this, CJ's on his way in, so we may give him a few more minutes. I want to go through some of the stuff we got coming up on today's show on top of this before we get in to reviewing your knowledge review chapter one. All right? I got a new GoPro camera.
And yes, we know.
I'm about to take this thing underwater, and I need some tips. I got this GoPro 3. I got the Black Edition. And this is like super high tech. It shoots in the new 4000 line of resolution stuff that they announced at CES, some of the new TVs. This GoPro camera shoots in that new format for high def.
You know, Jimmy, it was the only time I've ever seen Greg geek out was at the Surf Expo.
Really?
When we were at the GoPro booth.
Uh-oh.
He was almost drooling.
There's a lot of parts that come with those cameras. It took me a while. It's like a little puzzle. But I'm learning. But if you have any experience with these GoPros, feel free to chime in. I've already talked to some of my photo pro friends that have given me some tips. But I'm getting ready to take this thing underwater and give it a shot. The new GoPro Black Edition that we're going to put to work on the on the next trip. Maybe do some lobster diving.
And this was the one, according to the rep at GoPro, they could barely keep this one in stock, wasn't
right.
it?
Right, yeah. This is the top of the line one. It retails for $399. They got a... they have a filter for it. We talked about that there on the Surf Expo show a couple weeks ago. But, yeah, I got it. It's pretty sweet. So we got that to cover. I got John Chatterton, one of the shadow divers, is actually in South Florida today diving for lobsters. So he is going to be on the scene in South Florida, actually on South Florida Diving Headquarters boat today, and give us a report on what the lobsters and fish are doing. He's actually looking for Hogzilla. Have you heard of Hogzilla? Have you guys heard of Hogzilla?
A 50-foot hogfish? Is that what it is?
Yeah, pretty
My
much.
My ex-wife.
Okay.
One of us was going there, Bill.
Yeah.
I took the bullet.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I don't think he's going to spear your ex-wife unless you pay him a large sum of money and a brown paper bag.
He mistook her for a sunken U-boat.
Yeah. Well, we got that
Not
coming
with
up.
Your spear gun, I wouldn't.
On the show today. Also, Bob Evans, we hope to connect with our folks from Force Fins because they made a big announcement yesterday on the production of Force Fins. So we're going to try to get into that, choosing dive equipment on the Dan Tip and a few other little tidbits and goodies to share with you. Also, Patrick, you brought this up, and this is why I wanted
I'm
to
sorry.
Go through this stuff. He actually brought this up many, many months ago. But these guys from Odyssey, the
yes.
treasure salvers,
mm-hmm.
that we've covered this on our World of Boating show a few times.
We had them on air.
Yeah, we had the folks on the air. But they got a whole TV show now.
Yeah.
Have you been watching this?
No.
It is impressive.
Has no interest.
It is pretty cool. It's a cool show.
Well, it's cool, but yeah. unless my hands are actively in the treasure.
Yeah.
I'd just sit there and I'd cry.
Yeah. Well, it's documenting basically what we covered with them a little over a year ago, their series called Treasure Hunters, I guess. I thought Treasure Quest.
Sea Hunt?
No. Oh. Treasure Quest, I think, is what it's called. Look it up on your cable or DirecTV.
Ocean
but
Pillagers.
It's a good show.
I'm looking it up on
they
my GoPro camera.
They're not doing... Yeah, I haven't seen him do any hard hat diving. It's all remote control vehicle stuff, more like Titanic and that kind of thing. But it's pretty interesting salvage type of thing that they're conducting. So I don't know. I kind of dug it, and it's underwater diving.
I'll tell you what,
the
whole Black Swan case alone, which is when we had them on World of Boating,
yeah,
it wasn't just the fact that Spain was laying claim to the ship, but it was how the U.S. State Department got involved and it actually involves stolen art by the Nazis during World War II and all these backdoor diplomatic deals that were made to get the treasure back to Spain.
Yeah. Yeah, but the
I think my favorite part was how they found this treasure off the Spanish coast in the Gulf of Mexico.
My favorite part was how they got the golden idol off of the stone before the big ball came rolling down.
Yeah. Well, regardless, one of the things they address, and we've dealt with this with our buddy Carl Fismer, treasure hunter down in the Keys, is that how the governments from around the world are really down on the treasure salvers because they're thinking it's tearing up the reef and stuff, and the TV show goes into that quite a bit, and it's not the case.
Yeah, it's not about protecting the reef. It's about protecting the money.
The money, and what is destroying the underwater shipwrecks? Well, unfortunately, it's trawlers and things like that. They had the proof on the show. Check it out, Treasure Quest.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Cannot help me, like diving instructors.
Yes, welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am a dive instructor. It's weird. I've never had that problem, though, with using it as a thing. You know, the people haven't come up to me and said they would like to do this. There's that one dude. But that was a whole nother problem.
You may be doing it wrong.
What, teaching?
You know, if it's not working for you that way, you may be doing it wrong.
Yeah, could be.
Have you met Neil? Have you?
What?
Have you met Neil's son?
I have. There, junior.
Neil's son, Neil. Yeah.
Neil Watson Jr. He's in Bimini. They put in the compressor this week.
Hey, Bill, what's the safe word again?
It is surface interval.
What?
Surface
safety
interval.
Safety sausage.
Yeah, okay, just stop. All right, CJ has shown up here at the broadcast headquarters.
Safety sausage.
Well. Now, CJ and James are former dive students of mine.
Oh, I think it's you learn your whole life, Greg.
You're a good diver is always learning.
No, that's crap. I haven't learned anything in years.
Well, that's why you're here. Patrick is a dive student in training, or a diver in training.
I thought you were already certified.
No, we're getting the. He's on the docket.
Ah,
right.
Okay. Cool.
He could be. And so I wanted to have you guys in here today so you could say, all right, Patrick, you could be us. This is you 2
Patrick,
years from
if
now.
If you have any questions, please hesitate to ask.
Yeah. And also to kind of, you know, do a little refresher with you guys. It's been
a while. It was peer pressure and
thanks
you wanted
for warning
them to
us,
laugh.
Greg.
All right, so we got a knowledge review.
The word is atmospheres.
First module, the PADI open water certification process. In the first module, they break it up in the 5 sections. And at the end of the first chapter, you have a thing we call the knowledge review.
What is Neil Watson?
Answer. Answer, Patrick.
H-O-L-T. Holt.
What?
What?
Huh?
What is wrong?
The category was dive gods.
Yes.
Can you use it in a sentence?
He's giving the example of narcosis right there.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I'm more of like who would love
what
to.
What I love about your instruction technique is how it's laser-focused exclusively on the subject matter.
Yeah, okay. Well.
Uh-oh.
You know, you can't teach this stuff. Some of it just comes naturally. But in this case, knowledge review, chapter one, let's just go through these questions and see, first of all, if you got them right, and maybe to explain a little bit beyond that. First off, true or false, an object is neutrally buoyant when it displaces an amount of water less than its own weight. Patrick?
What?
True or false? Come on.
False.
Okay. He went. Okay. Why is that? Why is it not neutrally buoyant then?
When it displaces more water than its weight, right?
No, actually, it said less. Less.
I thought
water
he said more.
It doesn't matter in either one of those cases.
Okay.
The
when
is it false?
Well, when yeah.
Either one of those situations.
Right, I'm sweating now.
Okay? Object,
you're doing fine. You're doing fine. You got the answer right. It doesn't really matter why.
See?
There is no and why.
No, there is a why. We want to explain this to everyone.
Go.
All right, so
what
an object
neutrally
is
buoyant be?
Neutrally buoyant when it is what? It displaces the what amount?
Same amount.
Same, correct.
Right.
So that way, neutrally buoyant, it doesn't float up, it doesn't go down. That's what we strive for as divers.
And
it's to
boat
be neutral.
Building.
Huh? What's that?
And in boat building.
We're not talking about boating. Forget about that. But you want to be neutrally
buoyant.
Please ignore
anything you've learned in your life up until this point, Patrick, and learn only the things which Greg, your dive instructor, can present you with.
Right.
You are an empty vessel to be filled with knowledge.
Do not ask me any questions I cannot answer. All right, anyway. explain why buoyancy occurred both on the surface and in and underwater is one of the most important skills you can muster or master. What would you prefer? Or would you explain why?
Explain why what?
Buoyancy control is important.
Yeah. Why is it important?
I'll
why is it important
him, don't
to
you
be...
worry.
Neutrally buoyant.
Oh, so you can float.
Okay, so you can float and go ahead, Bill.
And be in control of where you are in the water.
Okay, and maintain control so you don't bump into the reef.
That's exactly what Bill said.
Well, he said make control in the water so you don't bump into the reef.
Wait, you didn't say I was diving in a reef.
Well, you don't want to bump into anything. You want to have control.
I gave a better answer. But yeah, you're right. Better to have made it specifically about the.
Okay, race. Who's the dive instructor here, Bill? Hold on.
But it's all about control. Having control of your buoyancy allows you to decide where you're going to be, as opposed to you're just floating around and ending up wherever you do.
Well,
I understand, because if you
other
are
divers.
Negatively, then you are out of control.
Right.
Well, not.
Or if you're positively. If you're not neutrally buoyant, you're going to float or you're going to sink, and you're not going to really be in control. If you're neutrally buoyant, you can control that a lot better by how you control your breaths and all that stuff.
Yeah, and whether you don't want to bump into the reef.
And how cool you look in the water, because dive instructors that just sit there in a, you know, Indian-style squatting while you're struggling as a dive student. I always hated it when my dive instructor did that. Mm-hmm. Just sit there. Like it was no skill at all. Yeah, everybody can just do this. I'll just sit here floating in the water, absolutely motionless, and I'm struggling to keep from bouncing off of everything.
It's a very zen kind of thing.
Do you know what Greg's the trick to that is that I found out?
Yeah.
He completely balances out his body
while
he's up on the boat by throwing up over the side.
That's true.
That is the key.
That is one of my.
That wasn't on the test.
That's an advanced thing that we don't want to get into yet.
Right.
I may be getting ahead of myself.
Yeah, you are. You're kind of bypassing the format here.
And then that helps a lot.
Yeah. I did see him vomit on camera once.
Well,
he learned it from Joey Falco.
long enough. Who knows? By the end of this show, I could blow chunks. The way it's going right now, it's bound to happen.
This show is gross.
Making me nauseous.
All right. Fill in the blanks with the appropriate words, freshwater or saltwater. The same object would be more buoyant in blank.
Salt.
Than it would be in blank.
Fresh.
Okay. Why? That's not on here. This is extra credit here, Patrick.
Because
come on.
Of the salt content of the water.
Okay, because there's salt
salinity.
Minerals in water make it more dense, when
right.
therefore...
That's why I said the salinity.
Well, okay. But there's more stuff in it.
Relative density is higher in relationship to salt water than it is to fresh
right.
water.
So you're going to float more in salt water than...
Because salt water. Is very bad for you, and everything wants to get out of it and go to the surface.
No, no.
And then there's the french fries.
Which is, I like it on french fries.
Yeah, it's hard not to have some salt on there. But yeah, we're more buoyant in salt water than we are fresh water.
Yes.
Therefore, when we're diving in the pool, we may have, say, 5 pounds of weight. And the salt water, we want to go diving and have the same level of buoyancy, we may have to add a couple more pounds, depending on what's going on.
Our fat content.
To be able to sink and or maintain our neutral buoyancy.
We have the same thing in boat building.
Okay, quit bringing boats up, for Christ's sakes. We're in on scuba radio already.
For those of you who aren't aware, professionally, Captain Patrick is a highly trained and highly skilled boat builder.
Now, Greg, I have a question.
Oh, you just hold on, mister. We're taking a commercial break, and then you can have your question. I still maintain control as dive instructor on this show. I don't care who they say. I'm a puke now.
Scuba radio.
Scuba.
Scuba radio.
We're talking about learning how to scuba dive today. CJ, during the commercial break, is talking about he's had a hermit crab burrow into the side of his skull and an ear problem or something.
And that's illegal for me to get it out because they're protected.
Good point. I don't think that's true. But we can't really go into that today because that's more in like module 3 or 4.
Okay.
Wait,
we started talking about
hermit
ear
crab
issues.
Wait,
I think. Look. That's part of the certification ceremony.
Yeah, as long as I can get out of this suit.
Yeah. Every single diver has crabs. It's one of the rules.
We're going to throw a hermit crab in your drawers, and if you can survive for 5 minutes, then we will give you your C card. All right.
I don't
think
this is part of the training.
Oh, it is.
It is.
Everybody does it.
It's right. You know, I take some liberties. Some say it's for certification. Others say it's for my own enjoyment. I'll let you choose. All right, let's move on. Knowledge Review, Chapter 1. That's what we're going through right here. You can follow along at home and maybe pick up a few things or refresh your diving skills as well. All right, true or false, because water is denser than air, the pressure change for a given distance, ascent or descent, is significantly greater in water than air.
True.
True. It is.
Thanks for
water
the nod, CJ.
Is denser. Yeah, no cheating.
Why is that, Patrick?
You guys aren't supposed to help him. You're supposed to throw him off his game.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's
That's
a setup. He's playing a long con here.
Exactly. All right. Next one is...
He's going to give him the right answer like 3 times and screw him up on the 4th one.
All right. The next one's going to be difficult to discuss on the air a little bit, but we'll set up some examples here. All right. Complete the following chart. For a sealed, flexible bag full of air at the surface. All right, let's say it's a balloon. Let's just say we have a balloon. We've filled it up, and we've taken it down one atmosphere. One atmosphere is what, Patrick?
One bar.
What's that?
33 feet.
33 feet or 10 meters, yes. And one atmosphere of pressure or one bar is at what feet? Where or where? What would one bar can be considered? What depth would we be at one bar?
33 feet.
Wrong. We'll explain why next. Stay close to the World's First Radio Show Devoted to Diving.
Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 55. On most drift dives, you'll likely be penalized for participating in impromptu games of dive flag football.
You have to respect the sea.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And with us here today, Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. That's some good-looking gear you got there, Nick.
Thanks, Greg. I just got it.
There's nothing like new dive gear, is there?
You gotta love the new toys.
You ever have any trouble choosing yours?
Not really. I follow a few basic guidelines to help keep it simple.
Sounds like something our listeners might like to hear. Feel like sharing?
Absolutely.
Let's take it back to the beginning. Say you're a new diver. Where would you recommend they start?
I'd start with the core kit, the basics. Most divers start with a mask, fins, and a snorkel. These comprise the very basics, and in many cases, the purchase of these items is required for all of your open water classes.
I found the next thing I wanted after that was my own wetsuit.
And you're not alone. Wetsuits can be a very personal piece of gear, and many divers really want their own. If you're not sure what you'll need, try to pick a versatile option until you know what kind of diving you're going to do most.
By then you're hooked, and you're ready to go for the whole enchilada.
Hopefully. And it's always fun to watch someone catch the fever.
Now wait, that's not something you often hear from a doctor.
Even doctors know a good fever when they see it. But if you've got it, you may decide to purchase your own scuba unit, which means you'll need your own regulator, tank, BCD, and a configuration of gauges. Whether you get a computer or stick with analog, you need to make sure you have some way of measuring air supply, depth, and time.
Don't forget a weight system.
If you choose a BCD with integrated weights, you'll just need weights themselves. If it's not integrated, you'll need to choose a weight belt and weights.
I always tell my students it's a good idea to have a dive knife or a tool on you in case you get entangled.
And your students are being advised well. A dive knife or tool should be considered part of the standard dive kit.
What about a dive planner?
Most divers are going to a computer of some kind these days, but even with one, it's a good idea to have a set of tables as a backup. After all, tables don't have batteries that can run out on you. And finally,
you need a logbook to record your dives.
It's like you read my mind. Not only are logbooks proof of your dives, but they become a resource down the road when you're asking yourself, how much weight did I wear on that last one? Or what exposure protection worked on a similar type of dive?
Okay, so now we know what gear to choose. How do we go about choosing it?
Well, there are several things to keep in mind. I think the most important of which is never compromise safety. Now, this doesn't mean you have to purchase the most expensive option available.
No, most gear comes in a wide range of prices.
Right. And most new dive equipment meets safety standards and can provide years of reliable service, provided it's used and cared for correctly. Many of them even offer warranties and service provisions to promote that care.
A handy thing to have, since things like regulators, BCDs, and tanks require regular service.
They sure do. So before you make your choice on any gear, ask a couple of questions on its maintenance. Will you be able to get the gear serviced regularly? Are the parts readily available, not only at home, but in locations where you might travel?
How about how the gear fits?
Comfort is key. Don't let color, cost, or coolness sway your purchase. A lot of gear, like masks, fins, and wetsuits, requires a good fit to be effective, so it's not all about feeling good. A good fit and comfort can also help you gain confidence and stay relaxed. Your gear should become an extension of you when you dive, not a source of aggravation you're constantly fighting.
If you had to choose one piece of advice to divers shopping for their first set of gear, what would it be?
Don't be pressured into purchasing anything if you're not sure about it. Dive gear represents a substantial investment, not to mention the fact that you'll be putting your life in its hands underwater. So don't feel pressured to make a purchase of anything if you're not sure or if you don't feel good about it. Renting is a great way to test gear, and most dealers who offer rental gear rent the same brands they sell. And definitely, don't be afraid to ask questions of dive professionals, of the manufacturer, or even other divers. It's your gear. Make sure it's what you want.
With proper care and maintenance, your gear should be with you a long time, so don't rush when making your choice. Your life will depend on your equipment, so take the time to find the gear that's right for you. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, there you go. A few tips on how to select some dive gear. You can take those to heart. We'll get to that eventually in our open water training here, Patrick. So once again, I am a dive instructor, even though I'm Greg the Dive Master just to impress the chicks. I am an actual dive instructor with Patty, the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. I am taking Patrick from our World of Boating show, and I am turning him into a diver, taking him from a captive or a captain to a diver.
And before you start sending all of your angry emails, which really should be directed to Greg at scubaradio.com, before you send them, just so you know,
I'll forward them to Bill.
This is not the extent of Patrick's training. Patrick is going to have more training than just what you hear on the air, but we're doing some of it on the air for entertainment purposes only.
Says you. Anyway, yes, Jimmy the Bubble Boy.
Greg, does this mean that you're going to teach CJ and I how to fly and how to boat?
No, it doesn't. Not at all.
If you, guys are here, how to boat, you come to me. I'll teach you how to boat, mm-hmm. and I will not ask you any stupid questions on air.
All right.
And if you
like,
need,
how does a boat float?
And if you need to know how to work your fly, you can come to me.
Okay. Back to question number 5 from Knowledge Review, Chapter 1. Complete the following chart. We left it off last.
I changed my answer.
You changed it because you said, okay.
Where's
I misunderstood.
One
at one bar, where are you located? On
zero.
You're at zero. Yeah, that's right. At the surface, we're at one atmosphere. And without getting too much into that, once again, taking the illustration of taking the balloon, we fill it at the surface. We go down 33 feet or one bar, which is 10 meters.
Which is now two atmospheres.
Okay, yeah.
One atmosphere plus one atmosphere is, just doing this math in my head, carry the...
But the density is now twice as much as what it was at the surface. Yes, CJ.
I think it's great that you're teaching Patrick this stuff because mm-hmm. it's really, really important to know that after a great day of diving, it's very, very important to know where the bar is.
True. Good point.
He's setting the bar mighty high right now.
Well, anyway, so take that balloon, take it down 33 feet. It'll be half the size. It'll be half smaller, right?
Right.
And if you go down another 33 feet to... three atmospheres,
it would disappear completely.
Nope, it'd be a third. And so you just use that math there. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
In summary, find a bar with a mm-hmm. good atmosphere.
And balloons.
Yes.
Yeah, and balloons helps. Yeah.
Could they be waitresses?
No. Those balloons are filled with saline, and they are not affected by diving.
Okay.
So I should have one of them for a dive buddy.
Wouldn't
Ideally.
Hurt.
Ideally. Two is probably not a bad plan.
And if you do, I'll be jiving with you. All right, so here's the thing. Why are we learning this stuff? Why is it important to know that the air is going to be denser? Because that balloon, really what we're setting this up for is to be your lungs.
Right.
So they get smaller. Air gets smaller.
Well, it compresses.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's not so much of a problem.
Same thing with boat building, because if your boat sinks and it goes down 66 feet, it's smaller than it was at the surface.
Ooh, yes.
And it becomes a submarine.
But the problem isn't going down. It's breathing when you're down there and then coming to the surface. And if you were to hold your breath, which is, what is the number one rule of diving?
Don't hold your breath.
Right. And that's why. Because if you do,
rule number one was nobody talks about diving. That's Fight Club. Damn it!
You don't want to suffer from the bends. Yeah, nitrogen narcosis. I understand that.
Okay.
Also, as you descend and as the external pressures start to work, it can force air into other parts of your body and cause some pain and discomfort.
If you have air in your elbow, that's bad.
Yeah. Yeah, you want to be able to off-gas without exploding your lungs, right?
Right.
So when you're taking a breath at depth, You want to make sure you exhale accordingly on your way back to the surface or breathe naturally through the regulator. So we'll get more into that, but that's what this whole balloon illustration is meant to cover. All right, let's see. Check the statement that gives the best definition for a squeeze. All right, and the option
Can we get the Brazilian swimsuit model in here so she can demonstrate what a squeeze looks like?
I you know, Kelly was supposed to come in to help to illustrate, but then she wised up and said she wouldn't come.
He is the best dive instructor ever. He's got one dive instructor who works in radio, one dive student who works in radio. One's a Brazilian swimsuit model. He wrecked the girl's face, and he broke the guy's ears. That's a true story.
And your problem with this is what? Bill, you know, you got to remember, Patrick's a, you know, he's a captain. What can I do to him?
He's a boat builder.
Yeah.
He there's uses nothing his I can hands. Really.
All you have to remember
fingers.
Is, what can I do to you?
Nothing. I am invincible. Look at my cape.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
I'm not actually the diver. I'm the pump man. I have a friend who does the diving.
Is your friend experienced?
Oh, he's been underwater half his life. He used to be a lifeguard in a car wash.
So dive, dive, dive. We're twisted up inside. Don't come up to fill your cup or you make it to the other side. Dive, dive, dive. Let your conscience be your guide. Life's a mess and there's too much stress. You gotta take it all in stride.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, Captain Patrick from the World of Boating Show is with me today. I'm teaching him how to dive, or getting ready to get him in the water. He has to work through some paperwork, some knowledge reviews, and book work for his PADI open water course.
When do I get to go in the water?
Once we see that you have... mastered some of this stuff well, the written
Can you
work.
Give me a percentage of how much I have to have mastered?
Well, you know, I'm setting up the course a little different than what your typical course would be, because you do, like, knowledge review one and two, and then we jump right into the pool. I may have you do all the book work and stuff and have you get all the necessary difficult stuff out of the way.
I guess I shouldn't curse him out at this point.
So,
wait on that.
Wait till after. I put you in situations where I can drown you easily.
All I heard was exploding eardrums and eyeballs popping out of heads.
Well, that's just some of the benefits.
Well, that's what we're getting to next, which is the squeeze, what a squeeze is. And that's when you bring your girlfriend.
Your main squeeze. No, that's not what we're talking about.
No wives, no wives.
We have a question here. Check the statement that gives the best definition for a squeeze. A condition that causes pain and discomfort when the pressure outside an air space of your body is less than the pressure inside an air space. And to answer this question will be CJ, who has experienced this himself.
I wasn't paying attention. What?
I tried that earlier. He didn't buy it.
Yeah. We were in Andros in the Bahamas, and you had a situation where there was an airspace in your body, probably had less air pressure than the pressure inside an airspace. Do you remember this, or do you just remember the pain, the excruciating pain that you experienced because
of this? I
remember
the fact that I missed a whole night at the bar.
Yes. That was, that was just criminal. But, it was because you had a squeeze.
Yeah, I perforated my eardrum.
Yeah. You have to equalize your state with your Eustachian tubes, the inner ear, and that kind of thing.
I was stupid, and I didn't realize that I wasn't clearing, and I went down anyway.
Yeah, you kind of feel a popping in your ears. But we'll go through this technique.
You're really making this very enticing.
Well, it's just one of the, it's a skill.
You could die!
No, you couldn't. But if you don't do it properly, if you don't equalize, you can mess up your ear and have a perforated eardrum, and it's a healable injury, but it's a real.
How's that come again?
But it is a major inconvenience and something you should avoid at all costs. It could create a serious problem.
They say within 15 years I'll have full hearing back in this.
We'll get into that more later in the course. All right, so let's move on. Next question. Check each statement that deserves or describes a technique used to equalize air spaces during a descent. All right, so now I guess we'll just get right into that.
Just give him the scenario and have him say yay or nay. Does this describe a way
block your nose and attempt to gently blow through it?
Yes.
That's probably the most common way people use to equalize their ears before or as they're starting to dive down. Swallow and wiggle the jaw from side to side.
Yes.
That is a more advanced technique of equalizing. If you can do that without having to hold your nose, that's actually quite a good skill to have.
I have a girlfriend that can do that.
I do that all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wiggle from side to side. She forgot about the jaw part, but who cares? Block your nose and attempt to gently blow through while swallowing and wiggling the jaw from side to side.
Yes.
Okay, so a combo of both of them. Yes, CJ.
That's never worked for me.
What, jiggling?
The jaw thing, yeah.
Well, once again, it's more of an advanced skill. And, when you start working your Eustachian tubes, those inner ear tubes, that's what you're kind of clearing. When you blow against your nose, you can do this on the surface, but you got to be careful. You can't blow too hard because you can hurt yourself if you really, try to force it. But when you're learning how to dive and you practice it over, it's actually kind of a muscle that you're limbering up these Eustachian tubes. And once you do it, over and over again, you get used to the feeling. You know how hard you got to blow, and you kind of limber up those tubes so they'll clear easier. Where you could possibly just wiggle your jaw or yawn is another way. Like if you're in a plane and you're trying to clear your ears, Bill.
I was going to say, it's the same mechanism when you're chewing gum on a plane. To balance.
Very
it's
similar.
Same mechanism.
Right. Patrick.
As to what? I couldn't hear him.
On a plane.
That's what I was going to.
Never mind. Well, no, chewing gum on a plane where you're moving your jaw around.
And Greg, I believe it's pronounced crustacean tubes.
I don't think that's right.
If you have a crab in your ear.
If you have a hermit crab, you have a crustacean tube.
Yeah.
Can you chew gum while you're scuba diving?
Sure you can. But that would be probably, could be bad if you accidentally
got it stuck in
the
second stage.
Yeah, you don't
want to
block that thing called the regulator.
Yeah.
With gum.
I mean, you could. Yeah, you absolutely could. I would not recommend it. But that's...
Why don't you make a dissolvable gum so that when you dive, you can chew as you're going
because
down.
Because it would dissolve.
It would just dissolve, and you wouldn't have to worry about it clogging up.
Because that would be stupid.
We have a winner.
Okay. See, these are the things I know because I'm a dive instructor. And the rest of these morons don't seem to get it. I've got to keep them in
line.
Yeah,
dissolvable gum is what we call candy.
Yes, a good treat for you would be cotton candy. Because it dissolves immediately.
All right. Hour two is that on is deck. We're going to get a lobster report from South Florida. We got some other stuff to cover. And we'll get into some more of this dive training stuff. Hopefully you're enjoying it as much as we are. Probably not. But hey, we'll delve into that and share a few of these adventures with everyone listening today. All right, that's coming up in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.